and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of March 5th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and Seussified Melissa Hansen.
I'm Seussified.
Are you feeling a little Dr. Seussian?
Sure, everybody should be, because it's just his birthday.
This is 100th. What would have been his 100th birthday.
He's not 100.
He sadly passed away. Well, no, maybe fortunately, so he wouldn't see the bastardization of all of his
tales. That's true. Thank God he's not seeing the Lorax.
But we'll get to that in a minute. So what has your week in entertainment been like?
Well, again, when I'm visiting L.A., sometimes I get to go to premieres.
Yes.
And pretend I'm all special and fancy. We got to do that.
We did.
This weekend. And saw one pre-release.
Yes.
Friends with Kids. And then saw Wanderlust, which just came out
a little bit ago. The David Wayne movie. Right. So what did you think?
I thoroughly enjoyed them both. I wasn't too sure on Wanderlust. I wanted to see it because it was David Wayne from The State.
Right.
And Ken Marino.
Yep.
Was in it and wrote it with him.
Right.
So I figured I'd like it, but the previews, like, did nothing for me.
Yeah.
It's the Jennifer Aniston, Paul Rudd movie. They're, like, more uptight kind of New Yorkers who are traveling through Georgia, and they have car problems, and they end up having to stay at this, like, hippie commune.
Right.
Yeah, and it wasn't too impressive, but I decided to give it a chance, and I really liked it. It was really funny. It was a little bit of gross-out funny.
But that's what those guys do. I mean, if you've seen Wet Hot American Summer, if you've seen Stella, if you've seen The State, you know what their humor is like. It's subversive. In a way, it's kind of highbrow. In a way, it's kind of lowbrow.
Right. It's a really good mix.
Yeah.
It's a really good mix.
And they always seem to draw in some incredibly gifted actors who are willing to just go balls out.
Oh, hello.
Especially.
Lauren Ambrose kind of went for it.
Joe Litrulio literally balls out.
Yeah, literally with him. And then, yeah, Lauren Ambrose.
Gave birth.
Yeah.
it was
totally. And Catherine Hahn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you saw Our Idiot Brother, Catherine Hahn plays somewhat similar to the character she played in there as Paul Rudd's girlfriend. But, you know, Paul is willing to go to great lengths to do this. There's a scene in the mirror.
Right. So you have these, like, really modern day classic comedians.
Yes.
Like all the people from The State, including Kenny Silver.
Right.
You know, and they're just going for it. And then you have sweet little Paul Rudd who has this, trying to talk himself up to, like, having sex, but in the mirror, and just, like, oh, it was the funniest thing in the movie for me. He was hysterically dorky.
Yeah. It's not a movie for everybody.
No.
There were people who actually walked out.
It's highly offensive, which I love. I love highly offensive stuff.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're willing to just go for the ride, you're going to laugh. And you're going to not just chuckle kind of laugh. You are going to laugh out loud.
Yeah. On many occasions. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be willing to go down that road and just see where it takes you.
Exactly.
So on the flip side, Friends with Kids, Jennifer Westfeldt, who this is only her third produced script. She's a writer.
I like flip side because it's kind of two sides of the same coin. Very funny movie with some amazing and Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Type
Bridesmaids cast.
Yeah, it's
reunited.
A lot from the Bridesmaids. Yeah. It's Maya Rudolph and Kristen Wiig.
Chris O'Dowd and John Hamm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It had really touching moments in it.
Yeah.
This is my type of movie. Like, completely my type of movie. So I just adored it.
You know, Bill Gibran had brought up on his Facebook page about the fact that people are so turned off to romantic comedies that they're going to miss this.
Right. They're not going to go. And it's not. It's different. It's a guy's romantic comedy.
Yeah. Well, and Jennifer Westfeldt does it from a very guy's perspective. This is also her directorial debut. If you don't know, her first script was Kissing Jessica Stein. She's the longtime girlfriend of John Hamm. But she is incredibly talented. And not only does she deliver a picture that's beautiful to look at and very well thought out, you know, in terms of its layered performances, but she delivers a performance herself, which you're like, how in the hell did she come up with all of this emotion on top of
her and Adam Scott?
Well, Adam Scott is fantastic.
From Parks and Rec. They're the leads in it, and they are just both amazing. And I think you've said, like, Adam Scott was kind of playing Adam Scott.
It's what he does very well.
Oh my gosh, he does it perfectly though. Yeah. I'm in love with him after watching him in this.
Yeah. So again, there's some rough spots you have to get through, but if you're willing to invest the time, it's 90, 100 minutes.
It's
going to pay off in spades for you. You're going to walk away and you're going to remember big chunks of this movie.
Yeah, it's really, it's about this group of friends and the two single friends.
Yes.
All of a sudden are with these couples who have kids.
Yeah, they're kind of left out.
So the whole friend dynamic changes.
Yes.
And they see their friends' marriages falling apart too. Like all they do is yell at each other and, you know, about the kids.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're like, do I want to get married and have kids and do this? But I want kids, but I don't want it to ruin my relationship.
Right.
And I want the kids first and then I want the romance.
Yeah.
And so they decide to have a kid together.
Right.
So then they can go find their true love afterwards.
Yeah, they think they've developed this perfect formula of how
and nothing
end
in life
around
is,
all of the crap.
Is perfect.
Yeah.
And everybody does it differently. Everybody does relationships differently. Everybody raises kids differently. Everybody does their life events differently.
Yeah. And there's no book that's going to tell you how to do it. I mean, you can sit and read all of the experts' opinions. But guess what? Your life is going to unfold the way it wants to, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
So you might as well just enjoy it and go for the ride, just like the first movie we talked about.
Yeah.
But, both of these movies are well worth seeing again.
And again, this can be a slightly offensive
movie. Yes. There is stuff in there that are going to make you uncomfortable.
Poop jokes and strong language and kind of that. I was more uncomfortable with some of the emotions that got. I mean, I cried.
There's very intense
movie more than once.
Emotions. Yeah.
That's what was more comfortable. So if you have the rough language and talking about sex and things like that, you know, this isn't your movie. But, yeah, what got to me was, the emotions in it.
Yeah. And from a 30, 40-something perspective of life and not knowing where you're going and how it's
going
to.
And not ending up the way you think it's going to end up either.
Right.
So why bother planning it?
Yeah. So if you get a chance to go to the theaters to see these, I would recommend it. If you want to wait for DVD or Netflix or whatever, definitely put it in your queue.
Yeah, especially Wanderlust was fun, but Friends with Kids, I would love to see this. This opens next, this
coming week. Yeah.
I highly recommend it. You know, a kind of quirky, like if you liked Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah.
A kind of slightly off.
Complex
romantic
relationships,
comedy.
Not your
this
standard.
This is definitely more in that vein.
Yeah. Excellent. Now, before we move on to the box office for this week, there's been a couple people who have talked about how happy they are that we've been talking about Smash.
Oh.
And
they may not be.
This past week, we both kind of got a little, more than a little upset with what they're doing. So they've cast, spoiler warning, if you're planning to catch up, they've cast the role of Marilyn. Because the two girls were up, Catherine McPhee and Megan Hilty were both up for the role, and they cast Megan Hilty as the lead, and Catherine winds up in the ensemble.
Right, and they both, you know, I liked all the characters in it, and I now absolutely am starting to hate Megan Hilty's character.
Right,
it's
they are like making her into this diva
on a chalkboard
bitch.
To me right now.
Now, granted, there are a lot of people that we know in real life who fit this kind of stereotype.
Absolutely. I have no desire to watch them for a week an hour every single week.
They're not comfortable to be around. You want to punch them in the face.
Yeah. So I'm still enjoying the show, but her character, Ivy, is just over the top mean.
Yeah.
I just don't want to spend time with her.
But they did an interesting thing because of her entourage, her friends who came from this other show that she was doing have now kind of rallied around Karen, which is Catherine McPhee's character, in a way to kind of draw her into the mix. Because Karen is a star, and she has to learn to tone, like Chorus Line, like Cassie in a Chorus Line, has to learn to tone it down to fit in. And it was interesting to see them kind of support her. And so that dynamic will be interesting
to
watch.
I mean, I'm not like turning off the show right now.
No.
But if it keeps going, I'm not enjoying watching it. But we'll see. I mean, they could definitely soften it and turn it around. And stuff.
Lots of sex, complicated relationships, cheating going on.
Yeah, this is kind of soap opera-ish.
It is. But in a musical theater
world.
But
yeah, it's just a soap opera set in musical theater, really. Yeah. Really, instead of setting in a ranch in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, or apartment complex in L.A., it's set in Broadway.
Yeah, and Angelica Houston is fantastic in the show. Mm-hmm. If you have not gotten your Angelica Houston fix from the movies lately, turn on this show because you will be thrilled to death.
Absolutely. So
okay, so let's shift back and go to the box office and what's been going on in the box office this week, because there's some news.
The box office is woohoo insane
on
this
fire.
Week. Yeah, we've been talking about how it's been stuck like the top movie earning 20 something
right.
Million.
Yeah.
a week. And this week we have $70 million.
Almost 71 million. For the Lorax.
Million.
This is
yeah.
summer movie season numbers.
Right.
You know?
And I guess maybe it goes to show how starved we are for decent kids entertainment, family entertainment that you can all go to.
Or do you credit the marketing, which has been so invasive?
The marketing is
everywhere.
The reason I haven't gone.
Right. But I mean, every NBC show has it running on the crawl at the bottom of the screen. It's right. on every bus in LA.
It's like, yeah, it's even in shows they do specials.
Yeah, The Voice had the characters show up.
Right, and it's everywhere. But it's, you know, promoting SUVs and stuff.
Right.
And this is why I.
Dr. Seuss is somewhere having a real problem with all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Because this story, and we've talked about it before about the original, is a very environmentally conscious story.
Yeah, so let's all, you know, guess goes in SUVs with us, because that makes total freaking sense.
But it worked. So yeah, a lot of people went to the theater this weekend to see it. I know my brother and my nephew went, so I'm curious to talk to him and find out what happened.
So,
but then that was the top, and then the rest of the movies
were
back to the 20 million.
Yeah, normally are. Project X came in just over 20 million. Act of Valor.
Still strong.
Still strong, but fell to third with not quite 14 million. Safe House with just over 7 million, and then Good Deeds, just over 7 million kind of thing. It's interesting. The Artist is back in the top 10
got a
after
bump.
Winning
after the Oscars.
Academy Award. People are going to see that.
Which is good. So. I mean, it's a movie that you guys should seek out if you like movies.
Yeah.
Next week's box office does continue this summer movie feeling,
right,
and
right.
we're only in the first week, full week of March. John Carter, which is Pixar director Andrew Stanton's first live-action feature
mm-hmm.
for the House of Mouth mothership.
Right.
Yeah. But that's opening, again, with a lot of fanfare.
Okay, now tell me this.
It's
an Earthling on Mars? Is this the deal?
Yeah, it's... he was like an 1800s sheriff or something like that who supposedly dies in that time frame, but then is transported up to Mars at some point. And it's his adventure and how he becomes the reluctant hero to save the planet. But it's based on a series of stories that I never got into. So I'm curious to see. And I have wanted to see this. And so much of what's been advertised, I'm so concerned that it's just going to suck out loud.
Oh, yeah, it's going to suck out loud. Please, I've seen that.
But it could very well bring in Lorax-type numbers next
again,
week.
Again, that doesn't mean it doesn't suck out loud.
No, but we'll see what the reviews turn out to be. Again, it seems... Every week we have a sprinkling of a horror movie mm-hmm. that shows up. And this week it's Elizabeth Olsen kind of taking her Hollywood rite of passage by starring in a horror movie called Silent House.
I think you have to.
Yeah.
If you're 20 and blonde in Hollywood, you must be in a horror movie.
Right. We talked about Friends with Kids.
Yes.
And then there's two art house movies, both British. Swedish director Lasse Hallström, who did Chuck a Lot. And What Eats...
Go with the name. I'm impressed.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape. He's working with Simon Beaufoy, the screenwriter who did Slumdog mm-hmm. Millionaire and Full Monty. So they're adapting Paul Tordé's novel called Salmon Fishing in the Yemen.
Okay.
Which is this wacky kind of romantic comedy about a consultant who's hired to bring fly fishing.
It sounds like a documentary,
but it's,
you know, on like Nova.
Right. right?
Okay.
But you're bringing fly fishing to the desert, to the Middle East, to the Yemen River.
Because this is like a comedy,
It is a romantic kind of comedy, but it's Ewan McGregor and Emily Blunt and Kristen Scott Thomas.
Oh, that's a great cast.
Yeah. Huh. So there's that. Right. And then David Tennant. And Kelly MacDonald are starring in a romantic comedy that's going to sound a little bit like Notting Hill.
Okay.
Called The Decoy Bride, where a Hollywood actress, who is the really hot blonde from She's Out of My League with Jay Buccarell.
Oh, yeah.
So she's this Hollywood actress that's getting married in Scotland, but the paparazzi are all over her. So they hire Decoy to kind of take the pressure off. Oh. Like to kind of fool the press
Kelly
into fall.
McDonald looks
but she's a redhead. Really now maybe I've got the wrong. Maybe she's not playing that particular role.
Okay.
But David Tennant and Kelly MacDonald are fronting the movie.
I'll watch either of them sit there and do nothing.
But that's it. So you've got you know one big one or two medium ones and then two small pictures this week. It'll be. I'm curious most to see how much of a drop off the Lorks going to have next
week.
Yeah,
if it's going to be big, if everybody went and saw it this week. I know I have a bunch of friends that went and saw it.
Yeah,
with their kids. So we'll see.
Yeah. All right, but if you're not going to the movies, let's switch over to DVD and Blu-ray by going to DVDverdict.com and clicking on the upcoming releases tab for March 6th. And it's kind of a wacky little mixed bag of things.
It is. 9.5 weeks on Blu-ray. Kim Basinger.
Two insane people. How about that? If you like Barbie, A Mermaid Tale, which Paul Pritchard just reviewed for us.
You know what? Don't go do that. Go see Benji. The original, the ones we watched as kids.
That's
that
right.
Benji.
Is on Blu-ray
on
this
Blu-ray.
Week. Joe Camp's Benji.
Sit and share that with your kids instead.
If you like Jonathan Winters, there's this fantastic documentary called Certifiably Jonathan that you're going to want to check out. And Universal Studios is celebrating their 100th anniversary by re-releasing a whole bunch of stuff, both on DVD and Blu-ray. Now, it kind of looks like they're all Blu-ray, but they're not. So keep your eye. If you think you're ordering Blu-ray, you may not be. So
yeah, because there's like a blue swish
right
on the packaging. That's for their 100th anniversary thing.
Oh, big surprise, Footloose, the remake.
Yeah.
Which has gotten
good reviews.
Over-the-top reviews across the board from critics about how good this movie is and that it's even better than the original. Game of Thrones, which was the highly successful HBO period piece, period drama, period action.
And some other TV stuff. There's Fran Drescher's Happily Divorced. There's a collection of Frasier episodes.
There's a collection. It's all of these classics.
They're doing tons of stuff.
Yeah, Paramount's releasing... Hogan's Heroes and
The Honeymooners kind of stuff.
Cheers. And
so that's out. And the final season of Hawthorne RN.
Other big things you'll either want to stay away from or flock to. People, I think Immortals turned out to be a love it or hate it picture, a big 300 epic that a lot of people did not buy into.
And then I just hate it, Jack and Jill.
Yeah, everybody universally hated this movie.
Yeah.
Disney's doing... their Lion King reissues for 1.5 and 2. And 1.5 is actually really smart and funny.
Yeah.
Because it's basically the original Lion King told from Timon and Pumbaa's perspective, even when they're off camera. So it's their story.
Yeah. And then Tony Bennett's Duets 2. He started doing the Duets albums that like Frank Sinatra had started and Elton John did. But he has it out on DVD and Blu-ray.
Oh, nice.
There's some really great artists working with him.
Nice.
So.
All right. So, as always, you know, DVD Verdict benefits from you guys spending some time on these pages. And whether you buy or not, we appreciate the look. So, let's switch over to streaming media. Netflix is kind of a barren wasteland this week. They dumped a lot of stuff last week, and there's not a whole lot new this week. Akira Kurosawa's Ran, which, if you have Hulu Plus... which we'll talk about in a minute. The Criterion Collection has a lot of Kurosawa's films over there, and I highly recommend you checking that stuff out. I started, too, and then got busy with other things, but I have to go back. Darren Aronofsky's Pi.
Yes.
Which I don't think Darren's made a bad movie.
Well, it depends who you talk to.
Yeah.
Either he's only made bad movies.
Well, that's
he's
true.
He's never made a bad movie.
That's true.
Depends on your point of view.
A movie that did not go over very well, which was the adaptation of Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. Is available. Some and then some TV, Crossing Jordan.
Oh, that's a good show.
Which we liked.
It kind of tapered off.
As most procedurals do, but it started off strong. McMillan and Wife, which was Rock Hudson and Susan St. James
that's a
from the 70s.
Classic mystery.
NBC Mystery of the Week kind of show.
Yeah, no, that was a really, really fun one.
And then if you're missing classic Bravo, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. The complete series is coming out. That episode is going to stay with us forever.
I can't have those things.
Over on Hulu, Community is coming back.
So go catch up.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, what, a couple weeks to catch up?
I think it's the 15th that's coming back. But NBC, on this week, on the 7th, is releasing a series of animated shorts to prelude the return of the series called Abed and the Master Key.
Yay.
So, and it's them all doing their voices to these animated characters.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Some other interesting stuff, strange stuff. There's a bunch of 1940s kind of weird horror things, including the 1936 version of Sweeney Todd, the Barber of Fleet Street.
Okay.
Crossroads, not the Britney Spears coming of age
tale. The good one.
The good one with Ralph Macchio and Jamie Gertz, which is a spin on the Robert Johnson blues man story who sells his soul to the devil.
When it came out.
Yeah, I saw that in the theater.
Ralph Macchio, come on, like I didn't watch it.
Yeah. One other movie that has gotten a lot of play over the years. Little Voice,
mm-hmm.
Jane Horrocks from Ab Fab,
right?
Who has this amazing singing voice?
Yeah, Bubble.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you'd never guess, but
She only sings when she sees her dead father. It's the ghost of her dead father that comes
problem.
To dinner. and then two animated series on Hulu this week. The new Three Stooges from 1965, which is a hell of a lot better than the 1978 Hanna-Barbera, the Robotnik Stooges, which was actually the Three Stooges that had like Inspector Gadget type body parts.
Oh,
it was terrible. It was so terrible. The sad thing is this new Three Stooges ran for like two or three seasons. There were 156 cartoons, but Hulu only has 8 of them.
Oh. Well,
but they're good stuff, and they include live-action wraparounds from Mo Howard and Larry Fine and crazy Joe DiRita, who took over for Curly after he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And then Clerks, the animated series.
Yay.
Kevin's very short-lived. ABC did not know what to do with this.
Yeah, why the hell would ABC pick that up, and why would you put it on ABC? That totally should be – well, nowadays you'd want it Comedy Central, Cartoon Network –
but it was so smart.
Adult Swim or something.
It was so smart, so good.
Yeah.
And they only made 6 episodes.
It's too bad.
It's really sad.
I wonder if they'd ever bring it back, try it again.
I don't know. I think Kevin's doing a reality show or something like that right now, isn't he?
Yes, about like geeks, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, we're running along here. Amazon Instant. Going over to Amazon, you get all the latest DVD and Blu-ray releases as they street, and then there's a handful of other interesting stuff that pops up. Cinema Paradiso, which is a classic foreign film for people who love movies. Charlie Kaufman's adaptation with Nick Cage, another Being John Malkovich kind of head trip movie. Nickelodeon's How to Rock,
Woo-hoo!
Shout out to Nina Bargel, who our friend who's working on that show. And then something from MTV called I Just Want My Pants
Back.
It's a
new show.
Okay.
It's a new just MTV. I don't know.
All right.
I'm almost 40, so I don't know anything about it.
All right. Well, speaking of TV, let's throw it over to you.
Yeah, just a couple new. We have a couple new season premieres happening in March. But Tuesday on Fox, Breaking In, the Christian Slater show.
Oh, yeah.
It premiered last season for a bit, but this season premiere, and Megan Mullally is joining the cast. And then Wednesday on the CW, it's the season premiere of America's Next Top Model.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's British Invasion. So I guess it's some American girls, but then they have some British girls from, I guess Britain has their own top model show.
I think it's franchised out in all these countries.
Yeah, it's like, so many reality shows or contest shows, they do them all over.
Yeah.
So that's the new stuff in TV this week.
All right.
New music, Bruce Springsteen's new album, Wrecking Ball, is finally coming out. So I know Patrick Nagle will be peeing his pants over that.
Yeah.
I will be peeing my pants over Live, Barefoot at the Symphony by Idina Menzel, which is actually a PBS special, too. So you can catch it on PBS, or you can buy the CD, or you can buy the DVD.
Now, there are people who may not know Idina, but she was in the original cast of Wicked.
Right. I mean,
she's
a Broadway.
She played Elphaba on Wicked.
Sorry, she was originally in Rent before
that's
that.
That's right. That's right. And she's on Glee playing Rachel's mother.
Right. Recurring role there.
She's amazing. She's Taye Diggs' wife in real life.
Right. Yeah, because they did Rent together. But she's amazing voice, amazing woman. So if you're into musicals and Broadway and that kind of stuff, definitely check out, see if you can find her on PBS, but pick up the CD too. We talked about John Carter coming out. The soundtrack is coming out also. And then country music fans, Gary Allen has a new CD called Icon.
I don't know who Gary Allen is.
He's a very good country singer that I like. So,
all right. Suck on that, Staley.
Books. Mentioning this one, cause people out there, whether you know or not, I'm a Chicago girl, but Operation Family Secrets, How a Mobster Son and the FBI Brought Down Chicago's Murderous Crime Family, and it's by Frank Calabrese Jr., who is the mobster son in that title, and that's, it's a big Chicago mob family.
Yeah.
If you are all about The Secret, Rhonda Byrne actually has a new book out called The Magic.
Oh.
So she's had a couple other books. And then, I don't know how I missed this before. Christy Yamaguchi writes children's books.
No kidding.
Yeah, Christy Yamaguchi, Olympic skater.
Right.
The new one is called It's a Big World, Little Pig. But looking at it, it's not the first one.
Oh.
So
it's a franchise.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a series of
good for her.
Pig books.
Is she a mama? She's probably, little ones.
Yeah. So, that's cool. And then the 12th in the series of the number one ladies detective agency.
Oh, that's Jill Scott.
Jill Scott played her in the, I think it was a short-lived series. Like
for HBO.
Yeah. The book's by Alexander McCall Smith, and the new one is called The Saturday Big Tent Wedding Party.
Nice.
And then, I don't know, I may have to do a New York trip sometime soon.
Why?
In 1988, they did play of movie of the book, Carrie.
A play of the movie of the book?
Yeah, so it was 1988, and it only ran for 5 performances, totally flopped, nothing.
Oh my God.
Brought it back after 25 years. It is back. It's not on Broadway. It's off Broadway at the Lucille
Lortel
script?
Theater. They're just restaging it?
Yep, they're redoing So Carrie, and yes, you get to see a young woman with a bucket of blood dumped on her every night.
Nice. It's like working for Nickelodeon and being slimed.
Kind of want to check that out.
All right, so switching over to entertainment news, we had two very sad, high-profile deaths this past weekend. Monkees frontman Davy Jones passed away from an unexpected heart attack.
I'll never wash this cheek again.
He was only 66.
So sad.
It's really sad. He was out checking on his horses out here in the valley.
So sad.
Legendary concept artist Ralph McQuarrie passed away on Saturday at the age of 82. His work really defined Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Close Encounters, Battlestar Galactica. In fact, George Lucas, Ralph was the first person George hired to look at the Star Wars script and start creating some visuals for it.
So cool.
And when you look at those pictures, what actually made it to screen for Star Wars is disturbingly similar. I mean, it was so impressive.
Yeah, it's really interesting, those two unfortunate deaths. It's funny to look at my Facebook feed.
Yeah.
Because all of my girlfriends from high school posted about Davy Jones, and all of my verdict friends
posted about Ralph. There was one career death on TV last night, and that was Lindsay Lohan hosting Saturday Night Live. Wow, was that bad.
Yeah.
You know,
hopefully we have another career death with Rush Limbaugh.
that's a whole other podcast there.
I can only hope. All right. The only
good bit was this Real Housewives of Disney with the Disney princesses.
And not only was it a good bit, it was a freaking good bit.
Yeah, and it was a pre-taped thing,
too. It was one of the best things they have done in a long time.
Yeah, but the rest of it was just a disaster. I mean, Lindsay could not memorize a line to save her life. She was reading off cue cards, which was so horribly bad.
Yeah, yeah. She was not prepared. She just wasn't ready to do it.
No, and I guess she kind of begged Lauren to get the gig in the first place.
Yeah.
So he won't make that mistake
again.
I'm sure they
had decent ratings on it.
I'm sure.
Everybody to watch her fail. But
I'm sure. Some weird Christina Hendricks and Olivia Munn are doing damage control, or the publicists are, because I guess both of their phones got hacked. Now, why people keep taking pictures of themselves in various states of undress
on
their phones?
You know what? You finished with the news. I need to go do something with my phone. Right.
Well, now you've learned a little something here, haven't you? So, yeah, that's Hollywood celebrity type stuff. Another sad note, Hawaii Five-0's Alex O'Loughlin is checking himself into rehab to deal with the prescription painkiller problem.
Yeah, he's getting it under control.
Yeah, he's only going to miss one episode.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
We had talked before about American Horror Story and about how Ryan Murphy kind of wiped clean the cast. Well, in true Ryan Murphy fashion, he's gone completely back on that.
Can he ever decide something?
No, he can't. So Jessica Lange, Evan Peters, Lily Robb, and Sarah Paulson are all coming back for season two with the addition of Zachary Quinto. But they're all playing completely different characters than they played in season one. But the only rule for this season is there are no vampires and no werewolves.
Well, whatever.
So there.
I'm sure that'll be broken by episode two.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson, I don't know if you heard this, she's going to play Janet Leigh.
Yes.
In this.
I think that's pretty good casting.
Yeah, it's an adaptation of Stephen Robillo's book, Alfred Hitchcock and the Making of Psycho. But Anthony Hopkins is going to play Hitchcock.
Oh, I like that.
With Helen Mirren playing his wife, Alma.
Nice. That'll be interesting to see how he looks.
Yeah. And MGM announced that they're rebooting the RoboCop franchise with Joel Kinnaman from The Killing, which I know you like that show.
No, I hated that show.
The Killing? I thought you liked the show.
I did for the first few episodes, and then they didn't wrap up the mystery, and then it just pissed me off royally, but he was excellent in it. And he's a Swedish actor.
Huh.
So that I think that's really great casting.
Okay. Oh, and one more thing. Jason Segel says he's too busy to write or star in the Muppet sequel that Disney is greenlighting. Yes, so he's got too
because
many.
Because it wasn't like he was working on a TV show and then running to shoot the Muppets with the most recent one. Or,
but I guess
or
he's
anything.
Got three or four other films all going right. on right now that
well,
he needs to do publicity
right. we'll
for. So, yeah. I still have to see the Muppets anyways. So, all right. I'm throwing it back to you.
Okay. So, Kardashian news this week is actually Odom news.
Which I got suckered into watching some of that Chloe and Lamar series. Terrible. Terrible stuff.
You don't like watching them have sex?
They should be ashamed of themselves. Oh, my God. This stuff is terrible. Okay. Go ahead. What happened to poor Lamar?
This season he got traded to Dallas.
Right.
And he is not doing very well there. So he actually got sent down to, like, the D-League affiliate.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he did. And they've said, no, he's coming back, and it's not, you know, we're not getting rid of him. He just needs to get his timing. We totally trust him. Da-da-da-da-da. And then the next day he got recalled because other players were injured and they needed somebody. So they sent him down, but he's already back up, and who knows what's
happening.
This
is a dude who won two championships with the Lakers, and you're sending him down to the minors?
Well, he took a bunch of days off for a family matter, and I know his dad was sick a little, but...
Maybe it's more of a personal punishment thing than it is a professional skill thing.
He's taking more off, and I don't know. Something's up with him. But anyhow.
Just enough to fill an episode of their TV series to...
Yeah,
little drama there. But I'm not cynical. I can't... Yeah. I can't... All right. Well, that'll do it for us this week. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will be back next week with a lot more fun, excitement, and adventure, as always.
Is that what you're calling this?
Sure, for now.
That fun, excitement, and adventure.
For now.
Uh-huh.
All right. What do you got going on for us this week?
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.